Welcome to Indie Artist Music Hustle with Blind Intelligence. I'm your host, Miss Ronnie, and this week's show is truly a podcast style. It's been graduation weekend. Everybody has been graduation. Shout out to my niece, Karaya Robinson, and the rest of the DeWitt High School class of 2023, and to Kylan Pace. He is the last class of the Dollarway High School 2023. So shout out to all the graduates for 2023. In this episode, the topics are Drew Sidora single, Ed Sheeran's lawsuit, and artificial intelligence, the benefits of it in the music industry for indie artists. So let's get started. Actress Drew Sidora of Housewives of Atlanta has a single that she has recently released and has been promoting. The single is titled You Already Know. I think that Drew and Ralph did a great job on this single. I know all the episodes for the Housewives haven't aired yet, but it do seem like the network, you know, especially in reality TV, try to keep the stars in one area. I was watching a blog one day. I cannot remember. I think it is, oh my God, I can't remember his name. But he was talking about, he was watching an interview that Mona Scott done, where she was talking about Tamika Scott wasn't going anywhere and that they were going to keep her right where she was at, and was laughing about it. And he didn't like the statement, but the statement was in regard to the current reality show that they were doing at the time. But you still have to watch people's words. Snippets of Drew and Ralph recording in the studio was refreshing to watch to me. I guess that's why people are, I guess, kind of taken aback by the fact that they filed for divorce and all of this was going on. But when the show is airing, they actually, you know, seem happy. It may have changed the trajectory of the single, I think. I think what's going on in the personal life may have affected what's going on, you know, with the performance of the single. I assume that you already know was about Ralph or to Ralph, but with the separating and the pettiness and the social media, you know, and all of that, the believability factor has diminished for me. Although it's still a good single, maybe a hip hop collaboration could have, you know, kind of absorbed some of the pettiness, but you know, hey, that's just my opinion. You know, voice what you think. Next is my thoughts on the Ed Sheeran and Marvin Gaye case. And AI in the music industry, how independent artists can use AI to their advantage. You know, I'm very excited about that. Now, if you're listening to Indie Artist Music Hustle on your favorite podcasting platform, you get to keep listening. If you are watching the live stream and want to continue listening, head on over to your favorite podcasting platform to continue listening. If not, you know, I'll see you next week. But I'm going to keep moving. With the Ed Sheeran case, you know, with the thinking out loud and let's get it on, I was watching an analysis from a blogger on YouTube. And his name is, I hope I'm saying it right, Rick Beato. He says the melodies are different and the chorus on Ed Sheeran is more advanced than it is on Let's Get It On. It says Let's Get It On stays in the same chord, but the musical backing tracks are very similar. So, they had to go, and because the one of the families that helped compose the song felt like they should have got paid for it. And I guess basically what the court was kind of like saying was that the song was so old, at some point somebody would mimic parts of it. So the main parts of it, I guess, wasn't a copyright infringement. In my opinion, they are similar, maybe even inspired by. But to me, they're different enough that I wouldn't say that it was a copyright infringement, but you definitely should have gave some type of credit. So do you think Inspired By should be paid? You know, you have the Inspired By fragrances and clothing and shoes and all of that. Do you think that if you're biting off somebody else, should that person still get paid? No, that's just a thought. It brings me into my topic in the music industry, which is artificial intelligence. I have been inspired by artificial intelligence for about the last 10 years. Several years ago, I was watching CNN, and they had a segment on artificial intelligence where they showed four different videos of President Barack Obama giving an address. But it wasn't a real address. And they asked, which looked like a counterfeit? All of them looked real, but all of them were fake. And from the actual image and the movements down to the voice, it was like you would have thought that it was him. And that was years and years ago. And that was one of the questions that they had. Do you think that artificial intelligence is going to become a problem in the future? I cannot remember which blogger I was watching, but he had said something so obvious, and it seems that some people are not listening. He said that technology is not going backwards. It's only going forward. I mean, I still know people who don't even want to get a debit card. They're still trying to write paper checks. They don't want to learn computers. And that is like just not even, that's like so obsolete now. It's like those things should be done. You have to move into other things. So I was taking a training one day on that, what is it called? ChatGPT. And it was showing how it was used in education and how people could submit articles and tell them, I need 10 quotes, direct quotes from this article and 7 from this one. And I need a 10-page paper written and all these, you put all these parameters in and it would spit it out for you. And in the training, the lady was showing that if you don't go back and check it, it could trick you. So she said that it's very polite and you go back and you'll ask it, are all these quotes from the article? And it will tell you, I apologize, these quotes are made up. So it's realistic enough that even if it's not real to an average person, it could be believable. Artificial intelligence has been around a long time and seems to have become a problem in the music industry when the larger corporations had to start giving up a piece of the pie. It's like, you know, with the gatekeepers and everything, oh, only this person can get in. You have to pay $10,000 for this feature. You have to do all of this. And it's just so much. But whoever wrote that AI Drake single, that was dope as hell. And I don't know if it was a writer or if it was the ChatGPT, but whoever, it was so fire. And I heard some other ones, and I know about Universal. I think it was Universal having one pulled down because it was using one of their artists' voices. And then it's even a debate on whether or not a voice can be copywritten because you could definitely sound like somebody else. Which leads me into how artists can benefit from artificial intelligence. And I'm just going to tell you, we have officially entered the Matrix. In the Matrix, they talk about fighting the machine world and how humans is going to be have computerized and all these things. A lot of times we watch these movies, but these movies be telling us some real things. The days of trying to find the right collaboration is over. AI can do it all, from writing, producing, collaborations, creating any voice, tone or sound, or maybe even a celebrity voice, because that's one of the issues that's going on now. I thought about the movie Ray. Remember in the movie Ray when he got rid of his background singers because I think it was one of the ladies that he was talking to was acting up, and he was like, I can do it myself. And he was like, record me. And he was singing the background vocals in all these different notes, and he was having the engineer to blend them together. So it's like, to me, it seems that anybody who worked in music, especially, I'm going to say back in the day, I don't know, but back in the day, these are the things that they had on their mind that they wanted to create. And it makes it so much easier, because with AI, one of the major things is how you can reduce the amount of time it takes to compute information, to have different parts and everything done. As one blogger said, AI levels the playing field for indie artists, but also allows record labels to futuristically create their own artists, eliminating the need for ARs. I don't know if the need for A&Rs is going to be eliminated, but if a record label or anybody, even anybody, can have a thought of, I want to create an artist that's going to represent this, and instead of finding an artist to have to mold and shape, they can create one through artificial intelligence. And that may be the future of music. We don't know. Or it's going to be like what the Matrix said. It's going to be humans and the machine world together. So that was one of the things that I was thinking about artist collaboration. But I get to that. But I'm all for the collaboration. But I really don't know how I feel about making new collaborations with artists that have died. I feel like that it kind of may lead to people being desensitized or dehumanized to deceased artists. It's like when I'm going to use Michael Jackson for an example. When Michael Jackson, they said Michael Jackson died, I was like so devastated, because I'm like a huge Michael Jackson fan. And I don't want to see a hologram or anything like that of Michael Jackson. I'm cool with unreleased music and putting together a video, but now the way technology going, they can mimic everything that Michael done, put in the video like he's still alive and everything. And I think, to me, that's scary, because then we lose, I guess, the feeling for him being deceased. You know, what we loved about him, we won't get this anymore. And they're like, yeah, you can get this. We're going to do this. So, I don't know how I feel about that. I've seen artists struggle with writing. AI can do it. Getting the right producers. AI can do it. Constructing the song. AI can do it. Getting a collaborative artist. AI can create a whole voice, what you want, the tone, even if you want to, what is it called, voice recognition, and put a sample of a celebrity's voice, which may be a problem because they're talking about the copyright infringement with that right now. But I can't remember the name, but one artist said that if anybody created an AI voice recognition using their voice, it was cool as long as they got 50% of the royalties. And in any kind of business, you have to have somebody that's going to work with you. And I just feel like with AI, it kind of, I would say, kind of like eliminate the need to actually have a person to collaborate with. Even creating realistic music videos, AI can do it, and do it all in seconds. There was a question posed in an article by Hewlett Packard Enterprise. It says, if a human artist is inspired and trained on music of their peers and predecessors and create new music, is considered a creative act. But if AI does it, is it not then a creative act? So think about that. Just because the computer is doing it, somebody still have to program that computer. Do you think that just because the computer actually generated it, that it was not a creative act. I think it's still a creative act. And I was reading another, in that same article, is a lady named Ms. Cook, and she's a business strategist. And she was saying that if the music industry do not look at AI now, that it could be a landmine for lawsuits. I guess because I think that the biggest, I guess, question is if an artist, this is even for me, just thinking, if an artist allows their voice to be used in AI, let's say they were signed to a major record deal or whatever, and you know they own the rights to this and that or whatever, but then they were released and they're independent, they have been releasing independent music, and somebody decides to, I guess, create a new composition and use a sample of that artist's voice, who should the royalties go to? Should it go to the record label who made that artist famous, if that artist is famous? Or should it go to the artist because as of that right now, they're independent? I mean, so when she said there, it might be a landmine for lawsuits, I really can see that. But I am so excited and see so many possibilities. And I mean, you don't even technically need an artist to manage one, to have a collaboration, to do any of those things. It's like now you can start a record label and not really have any artists. You can like have all AI artists, artificial intelligence. So, you know, that's just, I feel like just the tip of the iceberg of the way that independent artists can use artificial intelligence, especially with the voice recognition. But I'm going to let you share your thoughts and comments. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, girl. Let me tell you about this podcast.
Girl, everybody has a podcast these days.
But this one interviews new and interesting indie artists. It's called Indie Artist Music Hustle with Blunt Intelligence.
Really? Where can I find it?
It's on all podcasting platforms, streams live on social media, and on rpentradio.com.
What'd you say it was called again?
It's called Indie Artist Music Hustle with Blunt Intelligence.
Girl, I'm going to have to check her out.
Give it a check, girl.